Did Jennifer Williams from the Basketball Wives get divorced? T.I. is a storyteller. Rapper Ja Rule is preparing for a 2-year stint in prison. Yo Gotti is wanted by Memphis police. And Lil Wayne drops his first single off the Carter 4. Next on the Stylistic Report. Hey, it's Miss Stylistic and it's Tuesday and I'm in tune with Tea Meal. Ready to serve you all today's tea on the Stylistic Report for December 14th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Sunday night, were you one of the 1.4 million viewers who tuned in to see all the drama on VH1's Basketball Wives? Were you? Well, y'all know I did, and guess what? Well, the rumor mill is churning about Jennifer Williams. You know the one married to that big buck-tooth jerk who treats her like shit. Oh, I can't say that word. But anyway, pics are invading the net of Jen without her wedding ring on at the premiere party of the show in New York City. So could it finally be over between the two? I guess we'll have to see. But one of my friends is telling me that they saw Eric Williams hugged up on South Beach with some Spanish chick. So either he's doing his normal cheating on Jennifer, or Jennifer finally grew some balls and let that jerk go. I mean, Jen does already come from money, so there's no need to stay with his ugly ass to get more of it, okay? Girl, if you left him, you will be all right, and I hope you get half at the... Okay, in case you missed it, this past Friday, in celebration of T.I.'s album release, VH1 debuted T.I.'s Storyteller episode that he filmed at the end of August, just 1 week before his arrest in L.A. for drug possession. Tiff did a great job incorporating his thug-like story with the songs that interpret his struggles in this ugly world and entertainment industry. And if you're a real T.I. fan, you're going to definitely love this. I'm sure VH1 thought that after T.I.'s tragic incident that he was never going to drop his album and they were going to have to trash that episode. Luckily, since the release of No Mercy on December 7th, they ended his week of promo with a bang. You can watch the full episode of T.I.'s VH1 Storyteller on BeStylistic.com along with the bonus clips that didn't air. Oh, Lord. We have another rapper going to prison. This message is getting ridiculous. Jail is not cute, okay? But rapper Ja Rule will be facing a judge on February 9th for his 2-year sentencing. Okay, I know you all don't care about Ja Rule like that, but for real, let me just tell you that he's serving time for when 50 Cent set him and Wayne up at the end of that concert in NYC back in 2007. Okay, so why was the police trying to search Wayne and Ja Rule just mysteriously? Conspiracy? No, that was 50 Cent. Well, anyway, Wayne did his bid, so I guess it's Ja Rule's turn. So, Ja, just keep your head up and don't do us any favors by writing any more rhymes. Please, just let your rap career go. And speaking of rappers in jail, I feel like I've said that before, but anyway, Memphis rapper Yo Gotti was on the run from the Memphis Police Department. A warrant was issued for his arrest for aggravating a riot at a popular Memphis club during Thanksgiving weekend called Level 2. So some loser named OG Boo Dirty exchanged words with Yo Gotti in the club and somebody tried to break them up. And then OG Boo Dirty hit his homie and all hell broke loose after that. Gunshots were going off and tables broken, just a big riot up in that thing. So Yo Gotti was out of town when the police were looking for him, but he said he turned himself in when he got done handling business, like where they do that at. So yesterday, he turned himself in to authorities, which was Monday, December 13th. And today, Tuesday morning, he was released after pleading not guilty in the case. You can watch the news reports and read more about Yo Gotti and this aggravated riot that he's being charged for at BeStylistic.com. All right, y'all, I gotta get up out of here. But meanwhile, while you're over there reading about all these jailbirds on BeStylistic, listen and download Lil Wayne's first single off the Carter 4. 6'7". They're saying it's like a million on steroids, but I'll let you all be the judge of that. So leave a comment, download it, and if you have some juice, email me anytime at get@bestylistic.com. That's get@bestylistic.com. And y'all know you better be logging logging on to BeStylistic.com for your daily dose of celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am a Miss Stylistic, honey. And I am out of here till Thursday. Goodbye.